VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Celine. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Pronunciation Challenge. I'm your host for today. My name is Celine. When you hear someone talking about the Mediterranean Sea, what comes into your mind? For me, I think of Greek food. It looks so simple, yet so delicious. I love eating authentic food. Do you? However, the video I want to share with you today has nothing to do with food, but it's definitely related to the Mediterranean Sea. It's called The Mysterious Origins of Maiden's Castle. This is about a castle that is floating in the middle of the ocean. If you're curious about its origin, go check out this video. Before you watch the video, let's discuss our sentence of the day. It's also a place shrouded in myth, where a legendary princess met a certain fate.
这也是一个弥漫着神秘气息的地方，而传说中的公主在这里面对她的宿命。
Let me repeat this sentence again slowly. It's also a place shrouded in myth, where a legendary princess met a certain fate. Time for a pronunciation tip. When you're reading the phrase shrouded in, remember to connect the D sound from the word shrouded and the I sound from the word in so that the two words sound connected. Shrouded in, shrouded in. Keep this in mind if you want to sound more like a native speaker.
这边跟大家说一下发音需要注意的地方。念
shrouded in 这个片语的时候, 记得把 shrouded 字尾的 D 音和 in 字首的 I 音连音，所以念起来会像 shrouded in, shrouded in. Let's move on to our word of the day, myth. Myth is a noun. It's an ancient story or set of stories that explain the early history of a group of people or about natural events and facts.
Myth 是名词，意指神话。 虚构的人或事情.
For example, you have to study Greek myths if you major in English.
如果你念英文系，一定会读到希腊神话.
The word myth can also be used to describe a commonly believed but false idea.
Myth这个字也可以用来解释普遍却错误的看法，或是无根据的观念.
For example, it's a myth that lightning never strikes the same place twice.
闪电永远不会击中同一个地方两次是错误的观念.
Have you ever read the Percy Jackson series? It was one of my favorite series to read when I was little. I find Greek mythology very interesting, and I'm glad that I got to study it again while majoring in English during university. If you're interested in majoring in English, be prepared to read lots of literature. It's fun for me, but it might be overwhelming for others. The second word for today is legendary. Legendary is an adjective that is used to describe something or someone that is very famous, admired, or spoken about.
Legendary 是形容词，意指名声显赫的.
For example, Hans Zimmer is a legendary composer that has created soundtracks for some of the most famous films, like Dunkirk and Interstellar.
汉斯季默是一位传奇的作曲家，曾为《敦刻尔克大行动》和《星际效应》等著名电影创作配乐.
Here's a word that is similar to legendary. The word legend is a noun. It's used to refer to someone very famous and admired, usually because of their ability in a certain area.
Legend这个单字是名词，可以用来代表传奇人物.
For example, Michael Jackson is considered a pop legend.
Michael Jackson 被视为流行音乐之王.
When you see the word legend, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
For most gamers in Taiwan, I'm sure the online game League of Legends is very familiar to them. As for me, I really enjoyed playing The Legend of Zelda when I was little. Nowadays, most people use their Nintendo Switch to play Animal Crossing. However, I used to play games like Legend of Zelda or Pokemon on my Nintendo DS. Isn't it interesting to see how video games have changed over the years? The third and final word for today is fate. Fate is a noun that refers to what happens to a particular person or thing, especially something final or negative, such as death or defeat. Fate 是名词，意指命中注定的事，命运，厄运。For example, due to her unfortunate fate, she died in the car accident.
不幸的命运导致她死于车祸。
Fate can also refer to a power that some people believe causes and controls all events, so that you can't change or control the way things will happen.
Fate 这个单字也有天意的意思。
For example, fate has brought the two of us together.
天意让我们遇见彼此。
That's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Be sure to leave a recording and share your thoughts with me in the comments below. See you next time!